During a campaign stop in Wisconsin on Monday, President Biden announced new plans to cancel student debt.
The ability for working and middle-class folks to repay their student loans has become so burdensome that a lot can't repay it for even decades after being in school.
NWPB correspondent Lauren Patterson spoke with people on both sides of the loan forgiveness issue about how it might affect the upcoming election.
At a cafe in downtown Pullman, Allura Lane is pulling shots for an Americano. She's one of more than 43 million people in the U.S. with student debt.
I work here basically every single day of the week, and then I do my online classes after or before. But it's not really my thing. I like going in person, but I just can't afford to do that anymore.
Lane is studying advertising at Washington State University. And right now, her debt is causing stress for her family.
I had money saved up for college, but nothing compared to what it actually costs to go to college.
In the back of the cafe, Katie Van Weingarten is sitting with her laptop and notebook. She's a financial planner with clients across the country.
I would say probably a third of my clients have student loans that they're navigating at some level, whether that's kind of right out of college as undergrads or as grad students kind of later in their career.
Her advice is to take advantage of any payment reduction or forgiveness plan that's available and go for payments that are as low as possible. At a coffee shop in North Idaho, Coeur d'Alene resident Major Aloysius says President Biden is pushing student loan forgiveness as a way to pander for votes in November.
Because most young people in college are going to be liberal and they're going to vote for a Democrat.
Lower income Americans who don't have the opportunity to go to college will have to pay for loan forgiveness with their tax money, he says. Aloysius originally wanted to go to school for engineering.
There's no way I was going to be able to afford college. I mean, I came from a dirt poor family. So why is the guy, the plumber, the guy that didn't have a degree, didn't get to go to college, why is he had to pay for those who did?
While some say student loan forgiveness is going too far, others, including Braxton Brewington, say it hasn't gone far enough. Brewington works for Debt Collective, the nation's first union of debtors. He says Biden's latest plan is actually weaker than the one proposed a few years ago.
In some ways, we're almost moving backwards. So we're talking about canceling interest instead of principal, right? So this is like, you know, this is like cutting the top of weeds in your yard. Like they're just going to grow back. We really need to pull this from the root in order for it to actually go away.
So far, the Biden administration has approved $146 billion in student debt relief, which is about 9% of the $1.6 trillion debt held by borrowers nationwide. Back in Pullman, Allura Lane says she studied abroad in Italy and Spain. She was surprised to learn that people from most other countries don't necessarily pay for college.
I think if America took notes on other countries and like their systems of education, it could be beneficial because other countries do have such a good and strategic way of educating their population without making their entire country go into hundreds and thousands of dollars of debt.
After the Supreme Court blocked his original student debt plan, the president is now pursuing a different route to forgive debt for people who have been paying for decades and those experiencing hardship repaying their loans. Details on the plans will be released in the coming months. Reporting in Pullman, Washington, I'm Lauren Patterson.